unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre, the city making public a trove of police text messages and videos from that deadly day in 2022, most of it confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in getting to the 19 students and two teachers as they were being killed.
This is a nightmare. This is something that you can't put into words.
Red Cross is the guardian of a 10-year-old who was among the victims. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move ordering the nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Georgia, to the Middle East as a word Iran could attack Israel in days. Analysts say such a Pentagon announcement is rare and a clear message for Iran to back down. And in the race for the White House, former President Trump is accusing his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris, of stealing after she rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris is taking credit for one of his ideas. This is ABC News. Researchers warn cancer rates among men are on the rise worldwide, and deaths are expected to nearly double by 2050. It was a husband and wife affair at the movies over the weekend. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
They may be contemplating a new wing at the Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds household after this weekend's box office. Reynolds' Deadpool and Wolverine holding on to the number one spot, earning another $54.2 million domestically. In the number two spot, his better half, Blake Lively, and her romance, It Ends With Us, surpassing $50 million in its first weekend. Twisters takes third with $15 million. Borderlands with a weak $8 million debut for fourth. Despicable Me 4 rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The former food service director at a school district near Chicago sentenced to 9 years behind bars for a chicken wing scam. During the pandemic, she ordered over $1 million worth of wings, but kept them for herself. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and he has called us to be on mission with him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another pleasant day shaping up across the region. It's kind of a close call. There's quite a bit of rain across Iowa this morning, but that system is going to pass just to the south of us. We'll just see some occasional cloudiness from it this morning especially. Otherwise, temperatures will be nice and mild. Tomorrow looks like a great day once again with summer-like temperatures, but not too humid. The best chance of an isolated shower late this afternoon or tomorrow will actually be in the north half of Wisconsin with a separate weak weather system sitting in that area. Now, as we get further into the week, we do have a high chance of rain by Thursday morning as a larger low-pressure system swirls in from the plains. This will have plenty of moisture to work with and could squeeze out about an inch to an inch and a half of rain on us from early Thursday morning into Friday morning. Should gradually taper off by Friday afternoon as the system pushes off to the east. Behind that, some pretty nice weather shaping up for the weekend. Here's today's forecast. Partly sunny, high near 79 degrees, west wind around 5. Mostly clear tonight, low at 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with highs in the low 80s. Wind variable near 5 miles an hour. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, continued warm, low 58, high near 83. There is a 30% chance of showers late Wednesday night, dropping down to 63. Thursday looks overcast and humid, with occasional showers and thunderstorms, high near 76. Friday mostly cloudy, still muggy. Rain likely in the morning, then a few leftover showers possible for the afternoon. Lows around 64, high of 76. Saturday partly cloudy, low 60, high of 80. And another great day for Sunday, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, highs around 80 degrees. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 59 with sunshine right now. 78 degrees was yesterday's high. The record high set in 1944 at 96. The record low, 36 in 1964. Last year's high was 86 and the low, 62. Sunset will occur at 9 minutes after 8 tonight, and tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 4 minutes after 6. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.15 is up slightly, and no precipitation today. We have a few clouds, but for the most part, sunshine, and we're up to our morning high of 59.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at local baseball, local swim awards, and details on a Brewer loss. But they still won the series.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Well, the hometown and baseball season is down to the final four teams after yesterday's sectional finals. In the north, it was the Sauk Prairie Twins defeating Ashton 4-3. Sauk advances. Also, Verona was a 12-1 winner over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb in the west. In the east, Sun Prairie 9-3 over Monona. And in the southeast, Evansville was a winner against Fort Atkinson. It was 2-1, the final. Hometown and Baseball Final Four Round Robin Tournament begins this Sunday, August 18th, with the East at the West and the Southeast at the North. The tournament continues with a final planned day, September 1st. In case of a two-way tie, the title game is held at the site of the team that won the first matchup. In case of a three-way tie, the ball club with the most road wins will get a bye, and the remaining two teams will have a semifinal at the opposite of their first game. That'll extend the season a couple of weeks, actually. Well, the Richland Center Volleyball Camp will get underway today. T-shirt sizes are needed, especially for elementary through middle school volleyball players. To register for the camp, you can still do so today. Get your T-shirt entry in, and for more information, you can check out the Hornet Volleyball Facebook page or call or text Jamie Johnson at 608-604-7751. RC Volleyball Camp runs coming up this week through Thursday. The Church League softball tournaments are set. There were a couple of teams inadvertently listed incorrectly in the write-up last Tuesday. The brackets are correct, but the corrected matchups are listed here. At 6:45 tomorrow night on the East Diamond, Church of the Nazarene will take on St. Mary's. Baptist Temple 2 will play the loser of the 6:45 West game. At 9:15, winner of the 6:45 East game will play the winner of the 6:45 West game, all on the East Diamond. On the West Diamond tomorrow night, 6:45, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays the Mission. And at 8, Free Methodist plays the loser of the 6:45 East game. At 9:15, the winner of the 8 p.m. East game plays the winner of the 8 p.m. West game.
Elsewhere in sports, the Simon Sharks swim team concluded their season recently with a year-end awards ceremony. The most improved male swimmer went to Liam Hamlin, while Audrey Waterfall earned the most improved female swimmer award. Emmerich Kelman was named Rookie of the Year, while Rachel Waterfall was named the Jossum teammate, who is the teammate that cheers on others and embodies what it means to be a good teammate. The swimmers who earned the most points throughout the season were also recognized. For the 10 and under boys, Levi Fretz earned 65 points. Emmerich Kelman had 72, and Caleb Waterfall was the top point scorer with 76. For the 10 and under girls, and the 9 to 10 girls once again led the way, Kaylin Burns was the third highest point scorer with 122. Morgan Worthington scored second, 131. And Lauren Chambers was the top point scorer with 175 points. As for the older swimmers, for the boys 11 and older, Clancy Hying was third place with 103. Lucian Hamlin earned second place by scoring 104. And James Waterfall was the top point scorer with 131 points. Chloe Hying was the highest scorer for the girls, who are 11 or older, with 67 points. Braylon Olson was second with 89, and Leah Chambers was the top point scorer with 142. Swimmers who were given their five-year awards were Lauren Chambers, Luke Fretz, Levi Fretz, Liam Hamlin, Claire Hying, and Clancy Hying. Pearl Fretz and Chloe Hying were recognized for swimming for 10 years with the Sharks. The Sharks had an excellent season, grew as a team, showed improvement, and once again were proven to be small but mighty. Bowling season is underway. Well, it will be as of tonight. The Bowling Association and leagues have scheduled meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have its annual open meeting tonight at 6:30. At the Phoenix Center, all bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be elected. Rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. So the Major League will be bowling on Monday nights, and they'll have their meeting immediately following the association meeting tonight. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have its meeting on Wednesday night at 6 at the Phoenix Center. The All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have its meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. The Packers were impressive in a 23-10 win in the preseason opener Saturday, even though the starters played just three plays. Quarterback Jordan Love played only the first series, connecting on a 65-yard scoring pass to Dontavian Wicks for a touchdown. The Green Bay defense played a few minutes more than the offense, showing off its new 4-3 alignment. The result was three first-half sacks. Overall, Matt LaFleur was pleased with the game.
It was good to get back out there, and I know our guys, it's been getting a little chippy in practice. It was good to go up against somebody new, and I loved how our guys competed in all three phases, and I thought they put a lot of good tape out there. I thought the things that we were looking for in terms of the effort and running the football and finishing, I thought that it was on point. I'm sure there's some things that we can work on and get better at, but all in all, it was great to see we got everybody in the game, and I thought everybody made contributions.
It was key to get the starters some action.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I said, hey, if we go down and score in three plays, you guys are done. So, I mean, ultimately, we just wanted them to get their feet wet a little bit and knock some rust off. And I think it's always good just not only to obviously go out there and play, but just the preparation that it takes to get ready mentally to go play a game. And then certainly try to work on their pregame routine and so it's not the first time they're doing it when we play Philly and Brazil. So a lot of positives, though, to be able to just go out there and get points on that first drive.
Matt LaFleur, Packer head coach. A couple of other games yesterday. Denver was a 34-30 winner against Indianapolis, and the LA Rams defeated Dallas 13-12. The Packers play at Denver Sunday night for their second preseason contest. It was a quiet weekend for Brewer bats, but they still took the series from Cincinnati. The Reds prevailed 4-3 Sunday for their only win, and Milwaukee batters combined for just seven hits total in two of the weekend games. Third baseman Joey Ortiz gave his team an early lead with a two-run home run in the second. After the Reds went ahead 3-2, Willie Adames tied it with a run-scoring single in the sixth. Spencer Steer's sack fly gave Cincinnati the win. Joe Ross took the loss in relief, although he went three innings and gave up only one hit. D.L. Hall came back to start for the Brewers.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher. At least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there in that lineup.
Manager Pat Murphy, who says the next four games will be tough for the Brewers.
You realize what the situation is, and you don't back away from that. You realize what the situation is, but the truth is we got to play better. And you really can't get your mind on, I'm being honest, I'm not trying to be stat answer, you know, like whatever. You can't get your mind on the wrong stuff.
In the National League elsewhere, yesterday, Miami 7-6 over San Diego. Colorado beat Atlanta 9-8. Arizona 12, Philadelphia 5. The Dodgers 6-5 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Baltimore. Oakland 8 and Toronto 4. Houston 10-2 over Boston. The Yankees 8, Texas 7. Cleveland 5-3 over Minnesota. Interleague action, the Angels 6, Washington 4, Detroit 5-4 over San Francisco, and Seattle beat the Mets 12-1. Paris has closed out 2.5 extraordinary weeks of Olympic sports and emotion with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, in 2028. Hollywood star Tom Cruise descended from the top of the stadium to the Mission Impossible theme song before taking the Olympic flag from star gymnast Simone Biles, putting it on the back of a motorcycle and a roar out of the stadium. Los Angeles is looking to prove that topping Paris is not Mission Impossible. The French capital made spectacular use of its cityscape with the Eiffel Tower and other iconic monuments serving as backdrops and venues. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Cordon Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal wallets. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention, 'cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man. I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. It might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want.
Shelley Wright on WRCO, a single white female. It is Monday morning trivia time coming up again just a few minutes from right now. And some movie news as well. We're at 60 degrees at WRCO Studios. Some cooler temperatures. And it just feels a little different out there. I think we're going to have some summer yet. But some sure signs from some of those that watched, some of the leaves changing a little bit of a tint, and even some leaves falling, especially some of the early suspects like walnut trees and whatnot. So, yeah, changing season. Won't be long. We'll be officially at the middle of August. Here are the Oak Ridge Boys on Country and Community, WRCO.
Elvira. Elvira.
At the Hungry House Cafe. Now Papa Mau Mau.
I was
Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning with WRCO Radio. Well, the Paris Olympics now are history, and 16 days of some spectacular events. You kind of learn about sports that you don't know a lot about. Oftentimes, at least I do, when you're kind of flipping through the dial. The United States topped with 126 medals, including 40 gold. Also, China with 91, Great Britain with 65, 64 for France, and Australia with 53 during the 16 days of competition at the Paris Olympics.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-head grazing herd from a retirement in Lafayette County. Mostly Holstein, Brown Swiss, and a few red and white. Herd is bred for late spring and summer and are bred back to a Black Angus bull. Young cows and milking as well. Plus, a high-quality run of fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Here are a few things to celebrate today as you get along your way on the 12th of August. It's National Julian Fries Day. Too bad I don't have the old Vegematic, because you could slice them and dice them and make Julian fries real well with that. Baseball Fans Day today. It's IBM PC Day. As we mentioned earlier, the very first PC was put on the market some, 42 years ago? It's National Middle Child Day today. Middle child's always kind of an interesting study there with every family. National Sewing Machine Day. It's a day that we honor truck drivers. It's World Elephant Day. And, Vinyl Record Day. I celebrate that about every day. And June would like to celebrate and get rid of a whole bunch of them. But, that's the way it goes. We'll see. But the problem that I have is, I get rid of some. Then I wind up
buying some back. Sometimes my own record, like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, that's the one I got rid of, isn't it? Oh, boy. Anyway, kind of vinyl record remorse for me sometimes. But anyway, celebrate accordingly with Vinyl Record Day today. The trivia question of the day is right around the bend. This is Blake Shelton.
Dixie cup martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. Neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around. Last call on Milwaukee, out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around.
WRCO Radio and Blake Shelton, nobody. Good morning. It is now 17 before 9 o'clock and trivia time. We're going a little bit out of the ordinary today from what we normally do on a Monday, but with the Olympics just ending, looking ahead toward the upcoming Olympics 4 years from now. Those 4 years go by pretty fast, though, but it's moving on to Los Angeles after Paris. Here's the question today. What was the first U.S. city and state to host the Olympics? Oh, okay. Was it Los Angeles, California? Or was it B, St. Louis, Missouri? Was it C, New York City, New York? Or was it D, Baltimore, Maryland? What is the first U.S. city and state to host the Olympics? 608-647-4155. Good luck.
Well, I wish time had a throttle. I wish years had changed your mind. I've eaten labels off the bottle till that clear green glass could finally get its chance to shine. But I ain't gonna make excuses. I've since lost all track of my demons and their muses.
gonna make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Your stories about my past, and they're probably true. Hey, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, I'll tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. About me is gonna be shorter than mine. Well, I don't mind keeping pictures. I don't wear those shoes no more. And the sweet old winds of change took a while to call my name. But now and then those sleeping dogs come howling at my door. Make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Your stories about my past, and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past. It ain't gonna last. And the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Probably true. Oh, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you want to sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past. It ain't gonna last. And the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is bound to be shorter than mine. Hey, that list of things you don't like about me, it's gotta be shorter than mine.
Tanya Tucker on WRCO Radio. 12 minutes before 9 o'clock, we have found our winner. Congratulations to Paul Marshall, the winner of trivia today. He knew the right answer. The first U.S. city and state to host the Olympics, St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis hosted that back in the year of 1904. The U.S. also had hosted in Los Angeles in 1932 and in 1984, and Atlanta in 1996 for the Summer Games. So there you go. Congrats to Paul, the winner of our Monday sponsor prize. That is a Subway sub, 6-inch sub of the day at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself. Stop by and see the friendly staff at the Subway restaurant on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less. Plus, delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Get ready to make some noise this Friday at Big Memorial Park in Hub City. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy hot homemade food, cold drinks, and family-friendly action all night long. Admission is just $5, and kids under 12 get in free. Don't miss out on the excitement. That's this Friday at 6:30. Be there for the Hub City Truck and Tractor Pull.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is Rich Edwards, service manager at Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. I'm excited to announce employee pricing on motorcycle tires and installation. You heard that right. You pay what I pay. Stop by for a free tire inspection and quote or call 647-8808 and make an appointment. My service team is ready to take care of you with over 200 years of combined experience. When it comes to service, we're not messing around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Customer satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're out there having fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Thanks to all of our sponsors today on WRCO Radio, just ahead of today's morning show time, right around the bend here today. We're on a mission. We're up to 63 degrees. It's warming and feeling pretty good out there.
Goes when you're living on
drank his tequila from a silver cup, traded his bags for a sack of gold, and got a little taste of Mexico. If he's gonna love me, he's gotta get tough.
Happy Trails time coming up from WRCO today. Taking us there is Tyler Hubbard.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand strings, yes it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing, yeah we did. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some